Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Paige Smith. A financial watchdog agency has found that three major retailers are making millions by charging customers who get cash back on their purchases. Paige, which retailers are we talking about and how much were they charging?
Thanks for having me. So the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, for those not up with the DC jargon, sort of wrote a report today that kind of highlighted this issue, which is that there are a number of retailers that charge cash back fees, three of which, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Kroger, are charging consumers more than $90 million a year on cash back fees. So every time, you know, you are up at the cash register and you say, hey, I'd like $40 of cash back with my purchase, those specific retailers are charging consumers fees to do that.
Now, are there signs? I mean, do these consumers know beforehand that they're going to be charged this before they ask for the cash back?
I did not see that specific point in the report, but I think it's important to point out that these retailers are in a number of communities where there might not be bank branches nearby, where, you know, if you go to your local bank, say at Bank of America, that's my primary bank, you know, you are able to access your cash for free. But if you're, say, in a rural area or an area where there's not a bank branch nearby, you are sort of you may be reliant on these stores to access cash in communities where cash is maybe more prevalent.
Do we know when and why these companies started charging the fees? I mean, obviously they were charging to make some money. I don't know if they expected it to be that much.
I'm not so sure about that in particular, but I will say that Dollar General was the only retailer that got back to us when we reached out for comment, and they said that they provide these services to customers who may not have access to their primary financial institution, and they also said that they might help consumers save money on fees compared to alternative non-retail options like check cashing locations or ATM fees. Now, ATM fees certainly, of course, might be higher than the dollar plus that some of these retailers are charging consumers. But again, the alternative would be going to a bank branch where you have a primary bank account and being able to access your cash for free.
Yeah, I was looking at a dollar for a withdrawal of less than $50. So, you know, if you think about it that way, somebody at the heat of the moment, when you're standing, you know, at the cash register, you're like, okay, fine, it's a buck.
Of course. But say you're only asking for $20 back, that's a buck on that $20 withdrawal. And, you know, one thing that was also highlighted in the report that we didn't add in the piece was just that some of these retailers actually cap how much you can withdraw in a single transaction. So say, you know, you want to take out $75 from a Dollar General, you're actually not allowed to do that. They cap it at a certain amount. And so if you want to take out more than the allotted amount, you would have to go back.
You have to do it twice?
A fee every time.
Oh, my gosh. So they're getting charged twice then?
Yes, theoretically, if you want to take out more than the allotted, the maximum transaction amount.
Now, I'm also wondering, you know, for a lot of us, we wonder when was the last time we actually had cash in our pockets? Everything seems to be cashless these days. But like you said, these are probably in areas where they don't have a lot of ATMs nearby. And those people might still be operating in cash.
Certainly. I think as you kind of hit the nail on the head there where, you know, we're used to maybe I cover fintech, for example, and, you know, you're used to doing a lot of transactions online or on your smartphone. But, you know, think of older communities, think of rural communities, think of, you know, a number of different people across the country that is just not really how the vast majority of transactions are made.
Thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Paige Smith. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.